Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was neither that this man sinned, nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and applied the clay to his eyes and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated sent. So he went away and washed and came back seeing.
In our scripture passage today, the Lord was on his way to his next destination, but stopped to heal a blind man. Jesus could have easily continued his journey. He was a busy man after all, but he allowed himself to be interrupted, and a person's life was forever changed. "I am the light of the world," Jesus said before applying mud to the man's sightless eyes. The thought of putting mud in a blind man's eyes to clear his vision might seem strange to us today. However, Jewish onlookers may have recognized this as a medical practice of the day. It's even possible they interpreted it as a new act of creation, since mud could have reminded them of God forming Adam from the dust of the earth. If such scriptural imagery was in fact Jesus' intention, it would convey that he truly was the Word who was with God in the beginning, one with God himself. Whatever the reason for this unusual-sounding treatment, we know that dirt and saliva became holy instruments in Jesus' healing hands. So those of us who are believers need to consider what God might be doing in our midst and pray for his direction as we seek to love others through our time and attention. It's exciting to realize that if we're willing to alter our plans, we may become vessels of his transformative work.